This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Senators left Washington without a deal on a new coronavirus relief package. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett called it, quote, unconscionable. Bennett says he wants a deal, one that includes an extension of the federal unemployment benefit, state and local aid, help for businesses, and a health force to help with testing and coronavirus tracing efforts. Republican Senator Cory Gardner says the Senate will continue to fight for bipartisan relief for workers and continued unemployment assistance, something he supports. If a deal comes together, senators are expected to get 24 hours notice to return to D.C. for a vote. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
41 arts and culture groups in the Denver area are getting emergency funding in response to COVID-19. CPR's Alexandra McMahon has more.
More than $1 million in grant money will be split among the organizations to help them during the pandemic. The money for the COVID Arts and Culture Relief Fund comes from local foundations. The state arts agency, Colorado Creative Industries, recently reported a loss of 32,000 jobs between April and July for music, theater, dance, and the visual arts. It also reported an $823 million drop in revenue for those industries. I'm Alexandra McMahon, CPR News.
After a spike the week of July 11th, initial weekly claims for unemployment have fallen for the third week in a row. CPR's Paulos Chalceda has more.
7,037 Coloradans filed for unemployment benefits in the final week of July. State official Ryan Genney says it's the first time since mid-March that claims failed to exceed the record weekly high set during 2008's recession.
You know, when we compare it to that period, it does appear that the worst is over. But now we're shifting to a period where how long does this drag out for? How long do we see claims levels that are similar to what we saw in the Great Recession, which at that time was the worst recession we'd seen since the Great Depression?
While the weekly number is dropping, unemployment claims are more than quadruple the number seen at this time last year. I'm Paulo Shasta, CPR News.
And coming up next on All Things Considered, New York Attorney General Leta James moved Thursday to dissolve the National Rifle Association following an investigation that found evidence of alleged fraud and abuse by NRA executives. That story is coming up. This is CPR News.